880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to the post-election Freed on Business show. We're going to have a super-duper show for you today. We're going to start out with my good friend Larry Zinn. Larry's going to be here for a double segment, so we're going to talk trends, new things about the auto industry, all kinds of things about his nameplates, Lamborghini, Fisker, Infiniti. I love my Infiniti, by the way, and my wife loves hers, too. You should see the two of them sitting in the driveway, Larry. It's awesome. And we have... then we're going to go to our UHealth guest, Dr. Tammy Baxter. She's a medical director at the lung cancer screening program at UM Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. We're going to talk about lung cancer. You'd think that it's just smoking related. It's not. One of the very big attorneys here in town recently passed from lung cancer, and he wasn't a smoker. So we're going to ask her about how we can make sure that our risk is limited on lung cancer. And then we're going to have, at about 5:40, Ron Book. Ron Book is a government affairs expert here in the state of Florida. Ron is going to talk to us about the impact on the state of Florida of some of the different amendments, as well as the tone and what's going to happen in Tallahassee, as it looks like the Republican bloc that has been dominating the state politics for a long time is beginning to erode. Now, we're going to talk a little bit of business. First off, Freed on Business, we talk business, and what we're going to talk about today is what's been going on in the stock market. The stock market dropped again today. It's dropped a whole lot since the president was reelected. Today's drop is attributed to the lack of confidence in the Greek financial system. So the election is over. All of the things that they've told us that are terrible, who knows if they're going to happen or not in the election. But we are now back to the historic stuff that's been going on in Europe. Europe will continue to have a problem. Their problem will eventually come over here in many different forms. One of the forms we can talk about with Larry is the fact that BMW and Mercedes are pulling cars out of all their markets and driving them into the United States as they try to beef up sales here. Also, I believe that there are going to be some significant auto needs because of Sandy. We'll talk to Larry about what that means to you. That's right. The problems in the Northeast could mean benefits to you here in South Florida. Larry will talk to us about why. And then, of course, my favorite quote of the day is Trump tweeting that the big super PACs were just a big waste of money. We don't talk politics, but we do talk business here. And it's not clear what exactly the impact will be on business. It is interesting to note that even though small businesses across the country have been holding their hiring because of the new health care regulations, maybe now they'll break the dam. Maybe now they'll start hiring people knowing what they're going to have to deal with. Maybe now the industry, all of the industries that have been waiting for the election will now come through and they will start doing things, making plans. I'm in the real estate industry. You know, we now feel a little more comfortable that we know what's going to happen. We don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but at least we know that the rules are probably going to stay pretty much the same. All of the demographics that have been coming to the forefront here in the election, they're going to come to the forefront in your small business. So you better get geared for the demographic change that's coming to America, and Florida is directly representative. High Hispanics, high elderly, and lots of young people, too. We need to get those young people educated so that they have a future here. We need to make sure that small business has the pump primed. We need to make sure that there's credit available for people to buy homes, not just cars. And so if you stick with us, we're going to be right back after this short break, and we're going to make sure that we talk to Larry's in. We're going to talk to Larry about all the different things that are coming up here in the all the things that are coming up in 2013 and all the stuff that's happening at year end. New models are coming out almost weekly. And we're going to talk to Larry about trends. We're going to talk about the Google car, all kinds of really cool technology, technology and other automobile related stuff. This whole half hour live with Larry Zinn, back after this. She took my heart away. She said I got Hi, you need to really consider joining me in the Warren Henry family. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with socialmedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Be there this Sunday, live, to watch Reggie Bush, Ryan Tannehill, and the exciting Miami Dolphins offense as we cheer on the Miami Dolphins suffocating defense. Be part of creating our home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins. Get your tickets by visiting dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS and join me and the rest of our fan base as we create the home field advantage as the Dolphins drive to the playoffs.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been waiting for weeks. Larry's back in the studio. We're going to talk cars. I love talking cars with my good friend Larry. Larry's in from Warren Henry. Larry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Larry, I teased the segment a little bit, with that thing about Sandy, but I think it's pretty evident to everybody that there was a lot of problems in the Northeast that Sandy caused. But what do those problems mean for South Florida drivers?
Well, about 200,000 vehicles were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Sandy. Basically, that means that used car values as a country should be rising. So a lot of our pre-owned cars may be heading up north. It should drive up values for your car and potentially make for a better deal on a new car when you come in, because what your car was worth yesterday may actually be worth more today.
Wow, it's always better on your payment when you're going into the deal with a little more extra downstroke on the value there.
Hey, some people are in leases right now. They never expect to get out of those leases with equity. But if that's a car that's high in demand and you come in and try and trade it in, you never know what's going to happen.
All right.
You could end up with a down payment out of a car that you never expected anything from.
You know, that's what happened to me when I came in and I went from my last car to this car. It was a time when there was a high demand for my previous car. I couldn't believe it. And it also happened for my wife. My wife had a big SUV, had a year left on it, but there was a big demand for that. So when we came into your dealership, they gave us great trade-in value, which, by the way, I appreciate it. High five, fist bump. There you go. Now, Larry, let's talk a little bit. We told our audience that we talk a little bit about what's coming up in 2013. You've got a variety of lines. You've got Volvo, Jaguar, Infiniti, Range Rover, Land Rover, Subaru, Lamborghini, Fisker. I get them all?
You got them all.
All right. I've been reading those ads for a few months, so I'm glad I got them all there. Who's got some really innovative stuff? I know when I go in there, the Jaguars just absolutely look like pieces of artwork.
The Jaguars are absolutely beautiful, and the really nice thing about the Jaguars now is that they're coming out with a V4 model, so a four-cylinder XF as well as a six-cylinder. These are going to have start-stop technology, so they're going to be much more fuel efficient and also come with much better payments than they did previously. We're going to have six cylinders on the Jaguar XJ as well, which should also help for fuel economy. And I spend all day surrounded by cars. Those cars in particular are cars that I have to stop and look at every time I see them. and admire.
Well, they're right there in front of your desk. I love coming and talking to you, and I'm buying that black one. There's the one, and then there's one over that's like the two-seater one that we talked about the last time I was there. You better be holding that.
Okay,
don't hold it. I know I've got a couple more years till I got my next car, but we're doing great at the Aztec Group, and I'm telling you right now, I got my eye on that car. You heard me, honey. I want that car. Vivian's here too today. Now Vivian wants the Range Rover. What do you got coming up? I know the Range Rover dropped that beautiful new little mini SUV. What do you got coming in Range Rover?
Well, we have the Range Rover Evoque that just came out this year, but what's really exciting is we have the new full-size Range Rover coming.
A new one?
A new one.
Okay, honey, look at her. Oh my goodness. Now she's giving me the fist bump and the high five.
Now, what's actually really great about this car is not only is it larger and more luxurious, but it weighs 1,000 pounds less than it did previously.
Well, wait, it's more luxurious but weighs less? What happened here?
They went to aluminum on the body, so really, really reduced the weight of the vehicle. So, once again, making for better fuel economies. You see where everything
still has
going.
The roll cage, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Very strong, reinforced body in the event of a rollover.
I love the way they have the new commercial where it's like the evolution of the Range Rover and the Land Rover. It's just awesome.
Well, you know, we should have an off-road event coming up pretty soon. Once we get one of those going, we'll get some video of us going through the mud together.
Oh,
it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, another fist bump. I got to find a new thing for you. We're going to high five and fist bump. We're just having a great time, and we still got to get Johnny out into that Lamborghini test drive with me too. Yeah, Johnny's going high five over there. Now, okay, so we talked Land Rover, Range Rover. We talked Jag. How about Infiniti? My favorite, my nameplate for 20 years.
Well, with Infiniti, it's the best time to buy a car at this time of year. I mean, we're coming in November, December. We want to get our numbers up as big as possible. We've had some exciting new product like the Infiniti JX. Hey, no, you love yours.
Oh, yeah, Vivian loves her JX. I love her JX. Hold on a minute, and this is no ad. I drive my M car all week long. And when we go out for dinner on the weekends, Vivian likes to take her car because it's like taking the living room. And I get in there, it has a better turning radius than my car. It handles easier than my car. It's got the beep, beep, beep. And I really want to know how they get that overhead view of my car when I'm backing up. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, you see it on the commercial where it stops itself before it hits somebody. The thing, it's close to driving itself.
Yeah, the technology in that car is as superior to anything that we have in any of our lineups. That around view monitor you're talking about, the car actually has four cameras. It's got a camera on each side as well and in the front as in the front and back. So that makes for easy parking. With that car, you got sensors in the front and back too. If you hit something, it's your fault.
You hear that, baby? Now, the other thing I like about it is that it's got all of the interior AV, XM, maps and stuff. When I get into a rental car and it doesn't have that stuff, I really notice how wonderful all of the navigation and guidance stuff is on these cars.
That's probably why I have no sense of direction. I'm totally reliant on all those items.
Hey, everybody, Larry had to call me for the address. I go, well, here's the directions. No, just give me the address. I'm going to just punch it in. And then he comes in. You have the convertible today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Infiniti convertible.
People have to look up on the YouTube station to see you in your jacket with the hair from the convertible. Now, okay, we talked about Jaguar. At least you have hair, Larry. If I get in the convertible, nothing moves because there ain't nothing to move.
Give me a few years. We'll talk.
All right. Now, well, that's why they have hats. Now we could go on like this forever. So we've talked Infiniti. We've talked Jaguar. Now, Jaguar shares the showroom with Volvo, and I know Volvo had that really hot mini SUV come out. They got anything new coming out for next year?
Well, we have some new all-wheel drive variants coming out of the S60, which is our sedan. It's an absolutely great car. One of the number one safest cars on the road as well. The IIHS performed a partial impact test, which is not done by the government. You know, it's an independent test, and it was actually one of only two vehicles to pass with the top rating.
Well, Volvo has a very special place in my life because I was driving a really poor performing Ford, and it was constantly taking it to Snappy Transmission or something right over by your dealership. It's no longer there. But I was dating a young lady at the time who had a beautiful Volvo, and that young lady's dependable Volvo kept me going. So your Volvo is the reason why my wife and I are still together. That's the first car you bought. Didn't you get that from Warren? Yes, you did. All right, well, we'll be right back after this short break. We'll have more good stories and more deals and more technology with our good friends from Warren Henry here with Larry's Inn. Back after that. Play that, you too. No, I love that song. It always gets me fired up and feeling great, just like I feel when I'm driving my Infiniti around town. You know, it's really good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you want to buy or lease a new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. And with it, the exceptional service they deliver. And you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We have got our half-hour segment here with Larry's Inn, sponsored by Warren Henry Automotive. And I want to make sure that y'all stick around for the end of the show because we're going to be announcing our contest winner for the Dolphin tickets here. So stick with us. We'll be right back with, at the end of the show with who won the Dolphin tickets. We're back now with Larry's Inn. Larry, let's hit the Fisker nameplate. What's new with Fisker and what kind of things you got going on where people can get a hold of and maybe even test drive a Fisker?
Well, actually, it's pretty good timing. We have the Miami International Auto Show coming up. I believe that's going to be going on from the 9th to the 18th of this month. And actually, at the auto show, you have a chance to take a ride in a Fisker inside the convention center.
Now, wait a minute. You can drive a car in the convention center? How does that work?
Well, this is an electric vehicle with extended range, so we'll be riding on electric the entire time with no emissions. So as a result, they have a nice track. You get inside the Fisker, wait your turn in line, And we'll be able to drive you around inside the actual inside the convention center. It's really cool.
You better be warning people, though, because they got that fake noise that those things make. It's going to scare a bunch of people.
And it's pretty. I love that noise. It sounds like something out of Tron, you know, like a jet's coming at you.
It does. It's really, really wild. Now, we're talking about Fisker and the test drive. Fisker is leading-edge technology. What new things do they have coming out for next year?
Actually, right now, we still only have the Karma.
Okay.
Which is the only model on the brand.
That's what we test drove.
That is what you test drove.
It's an awesome car.
But we are looking forward to the development of the Atlantic, which is going to be a smaller vehicle. It should be about half the price. And
also a sedan, no?
Also a sedan, yeah.
Excellent. So, honey, maybe you'll get an electric car if it's big enough for you. I know you want the Land Rover, Range Rover, or whatever it is that you want. You get whatever you want. Range Rover. You're my wife. You get what you want. You got me. I don't know why you wanted that, but you got that too. Now, we've talked about Jaguar. We talked about Range Rover, Land Rover. We talked about Infiniti. We talked about Fisker. Johnny'd love to talk about Lamborghini. What's new stuff going on with Lamborghini? Anything good going on with Lamborghini? That's some smoking cars.
Well, soon they'll be introducing the Aventador Spider. So the Aventador is their top-of-the-line model right now. It's the $400,000 vehicle in the lineup.
I'll get that after the Jaguar.
Yeah. 700 horsepower car. It's an absolutely unbelievable machine.
Woof.
But they're going to be introducing the Spider pretty soon.
Now,
the
what's
convertible.
So it's a hard top and then you're going to have a convertible?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So, Larry, you're going to drive that. You love that convertible stuff.
I can't even get near one of those. I can't even get any one of those. I would love to.
Now, what other things are coming up in general? We know we've talked about the Google car here in the past and the ability to have automated driving. I guess that's sort of showing itself a little bit in the JX that my wife drives.
Yep. Well, you know, some of the vehicles that we sell will actually stop themselves when you're between 2 and 18 miles per hour in traffic. So
wow.
If you weren't paying attention, like in the Volvos.
Like me? No, I haven't had any accidents like that.
Thankfully, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
we all do drive behind people that are on cell phones that aren't paying attention or maybe checking their emails, and that probably is a good thing to have in traffic.
Absolutely. And then on the JX, when you're going in reverse with one of the features that's available, it'll actually stop itself before you bump into something if a car was accidentally to pull up behind you and you weren't looking.
Oh, that's in the commercial where the little kid runs with the ball behind the... Not that I watch those commercials.
Powerful commercial.
It's like the only commercial I remember. It's great. Now, Larry... It's the end of the year. Now, I've always thought that at the end of the year, you can get pretty good deals on autos. We talked about Sandy's making them even better at this point. Is that a misnomer? Because I bought my car in the middle of the year, and I got the Warren Henry low price guarantee. I'm thrilled with my car, but what happens at the end of the year?
Well, most of the manufacturers are closing out their books for the year. You know, it's the end of their fiscal year, so they're looking to pump out as many numbers as possible. And like most businesses, they're extremely competitive with the other manufacturers, so... They're going to do whatever they can to make sure that they get as many cars on the road as possible.
So it's a good time to buy. Let's talk about credit. Is credit available to people at reasonable prices?
Oh, absolutely. Car credit is extremely available. We've got great lease rates, low financing available. If you did choose to finance, it's a good time to buy a car. It's not like it was a few years ago. Everything's opened up.
Wow, that's great. Now, I want to talk about my favorite part of your dealership, and no offense to you and Ismet, my favorite part of the dealership is where the problems get solved, service. Now, people see you, and they come and they buy their car from you, and they see you and Ismet, call it once a year maybe even less than that. They see service all the time. Now, we've talked on our show repeatedly over the past few months about the legacy, the Warren Henry legacy cars that you have available, cars that were bought at Warren Henry, serviced at Warren Henry, and treated like babies if it's my car. I mean, I have the dent, just for the record, I have the dent repair. I'm done now with my ear. I didn't have to use it because I got no dents.
Hey, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. But let's talk about service. I noticed that that's something that you guys really pay attention to. I was recently in for service, and Ms. Stark, I believe, helped me. What a top-of-the-line person she was. And also Tom, I believe, helped me.
Yep.
Tell me about your perspective on service, Larry.
Well, you know, sales, we sell the car, okay? But service is what keeps a customer. You know, anybody can sell a car and do a deal, and it's a matter of feeling comfortable when you go back to the store. Am I being taken care of? If I have an issue, is somebody going to be available for me? And that's something that we've prided ourselves on as an organization throughout its entire history. You know, we have to make sure that when our customers come in, we're doing whatever we can to take care of them and to keep them part of the family.
You really do. And it may seem like it's a little bit of prattle on my part, but it's absolutely the facts. If you go up there to the Warren Henry store, any one of them, and you meet one of their salespeople and have the opportunity to build a relationship, I think is the way I'd want to say it. It really is something that's beneficial and can last for a long, long time. I'm going into my second 20 years. I've had an Infiniti now for 20 years. I started with the M30 convertible, and people used to ask me, how do you like that car? And I used to say, well, if God had a car, this would be it. and then I had a J30, which I had for 120,000 miles. That was my period where I said, I'm going to just have no payments for a while. And that just lasted forever. And then I got my first M35, and now I've got my M37. And I got to tell you, it's just absolutely terrific. I had one of the guys that I work with, a senior guy in my office. We took the loaner car, the G37.
Yep.
And we had a four-door. We took it all around town. He liked it so much, he's getting one for his kid.
Yeah, that's always good to hear. And, of course, we're happy to have you as part of the family for so long.
Oh, we love it. We love it. My wife loves it. She refers to Warren as Warren. it's great. It's great. She's always been very, very wonderful to us. Now, we've only got about a minute left, Larry. So I'd like to ask you, what are the best programs that you have and the best cars that you've got with the program? If somebody really wants a new car, what's their best bet within your line of cars, the people that are offering the best deals right now? Or maybe everybody is because it's the end of the year.
Everybody's offering a great deal, but I'll try and rattle off a few. 2012 Jaguar XFs. Come in and see them right now. We got very few left, but it's an excellent deal. 2013 G37 sedans, 2012 G25 sedans. We got those too. You want to come by and get them? Great deal on the Infiniti side. Volvo S60 and XC60, spectacular deal. And not to mention you get all of your maintenance and wear and tear included for 5 years. So
wow, that's great.
On top of all that, the Warren Henry Advantage.
Well, that's it. And you know, we talk a lot about the Warren Henry Advantage, the price guarantees, the dent, the personal concierge. But to me, the Warren Henry Advantage is being part of your family and really getting the feeling that somebody cares, because for so long, whenever I was buying a car or leasing a car, I felt like I was in the desert, and you guys really make it to be a positive experience. So I'm going to thank you for that.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Jim. I really appreciate it. You're always very kind with your words about us. So.
I only speak the truth, Larry. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Warren Henry for sponsoring the segment. We have the double segment. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about new trends in lung cancer treatment. Then a little later in the show, we're going to have Ron Book talking about all the things that happened in the election. We'll be back after this.
Imagination, you love this town.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Watching the Miami Dolphins beat teams like the Raiders live at Sun Life Stadium this season has been absolutely thrilling. The stadium experience is awesome and unbelievable. Make sure you come out to Sun Life Stadium this Sunday to watch the Miami Dolphins take on the Tennessee Titans. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX and make sure you join me at Pro Player and that we're all part of the home team advantage.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This update is brought to you by Garmin. Slow traffic in your express lanes due to a breakdown, 95 northbound at Northwest 79th Street. That breakdown is blocking your left lane. Also dealing with a crash on the Palmetto Expressway southbound at Northwest 25th Street. Everything off to the shoulder. Delays backed up until 103rd Street. Out of Broward County, slow traffic 95 southbound between Hollywood Boulevard and the Golden Glades Interchange. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have got an excellent... That was awesome stuff with Larry's in. Larry is just a wonderful guest. I just love having him because that's somebody with a deep passion for what he does. He specifically went to school to learn how to do that at a special university up in the Michigan area. We're waiting on Dr... Dr. Baxter to give us a call, and as soon as she does, we'll get her right on the air. In the meantime, I want to take some time to talk a little bit about who our contest winner is. We've got the contest every week. If you join and follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we will put you in the hopper to win the contest, and this week's contest was won by a group that has overwhelmed me. It's a group at the Coconut Grove Wells Fargo branch. We're going to give them, all seven of them are going to go to the game. Johnny, I'm sorry you're not going. I know you'll be tweeting. Yeah, I know. Johnny's all disappointed. But, Johnny, they absolutely overwhelmed us, as you know, with their Twitter and Facebook and all the likes and everything that they did for us. So we'll have them on our social media from the game when we take the staff from the Wells Fargo branch, that's right, at Wells Fargo branch, is going to be going. The Coconut Grove branch is going to be going. And while we wait for Dr. Baxter to call in, Johnny, why don't we talk a little bit about what we've been doing here with social media? I know that you've been working to drum up the social media. We've been having GoFins chats every Monday night. If you haven't joined us, you really should. On Monday from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock at the hashtag GoFinsChat. You can join us and Wayne Partello from the Miami Dolphins, and we talk social media. We get social with the Miami Dolphins. Now, Johnny, you set that up, and you've got a specific format that we do it on. How'd you come up with this stuff?
that is something that has been around for a long time. That's the whole point of Twitter. It's not about blaring a message or blaring marketing. It's about conversation. So to have, you know, a great organization like the Miami Dolphins, which, you know, not only they're a great team, they're local, everybody loves them, but more importantly, their content marketing team are really cool and they get it. And not so much in the conversational standpoint where they're there every day telling everybody good morning, but how they are creating content and then expanding it across as many platforms as they can.
So what we're doing is we're talking to the different people at the Miami Dolphins. This last week we talked to the gentleman, well, Wayne was on, and we also had Stan Rudman on. Stan is running Finn's Weekend, so the tweet feed was a lot about Finn's Weekend. We learned that the Finn's Weekend is something that you can start signing up to sponsor. They've got a fishing trip. We learned that Jake Long blew chunks on his first trip out there, which I guess might have been a little embarrassing for him, but I thought in the general scheme of things was a pretty funny thing to learn.
I thought it was great when he brought that up. Stan is really good. He really brought a lot of life into the Twitter chat. It was a lot of fun to have him. And for last week in particular, talking about Finn's Weekend and the Dolphin Cycling Challenge, you know, it was just great content. It was great things to talk about. It's community, it's charity, and it's, you know, it's stuff that everybody can get involved with. So a lot of fun.
It was terrific. We really have a good time. We're getting a lot of traction, and we're getting a lot of people that aren't just with the show. They're people that are interested in social media. We had a guy jump in that wanted to learn about, that wanted to learn how he could become a sponsor, which I thought was really, really cool.
Absolutely. You know, one thing about Twitter and social media in general is the people really are out there looking for the content. You know, they're looking for the conversation. So when we advertise correctly, which we really haven't advertised too much, you know, it was new for the show, it was new for the Dolphins to get involved with the Twitter chat. So we've kept it pretty light, really, so that way we can all get ready to handle, in my opinion, an influx of people. And when that happens, you'll have questions coming from everywhere.
Oh, it was great. We had a gentleman that texted. He said he was glad that he stumbled and found the Twitter chat. And I thought that was really neat that there were actually people looking for that.
And that's a local doctor. You know, that's someone that, you know, you wouldn't think necessarily might be on Twitter just stumbling around.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and we never really did find out how he found us, but I guess it's part of the fact that we're hashtagging Dolphins, we're hashtagging Miami Dolphins. There's a lot of different ways that we work hard to generate content for the GoFins chat.
Well, realize we have, we have a couple of thousand followers at this point in time. My personal account, I have just over 4,000 followers. We have the Miami Dolphins. It's a local team. They're watching it. We have Wayne Partello. So anyone that knows sports, knows Twitter, and knows, and you know, basically how to use Twitter to search would be following Wayne Partello. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, specifically when it comes to social media and when it comes to the likes of using Twitter, I don't want to follow the Miami Dolphins. What I'm looking for is to follow the people behind the scenes.
Well, Johnny, I want to thank you so much for taking up the slack while we had the doctor. The doctor, Dr. Baxter, is now on hold, and we're going to start with Dr. Baxter. So thanks again, Johnny. And everybody join us on Mondays from 8 to 9 on hashtag GoFinsChat. And now I'd like to bring on Dr. Baxter. Juan, we got Dr. Baxter queued up. Dr. Baxter, are you out there?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Dr.
Thank
Baxter.
You.
Now, Dr. Tammy Baxter is a medical director for the Lung Cancer Screening Program at UM Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, tell us some of the new things that are coming up with lung cancer screening, because I know for a fact that somebody in our business recently died of lung cancer, and this was a non-smoker. So there has to be some things that people need to know here.
Absolutely. The most important thing that I think is that we now have answers that we didn't have even 2 years ago. Lung cancer, as I'm sure some of your listeners know, is the number one cause of cancer death among men and women. More people die of lung cancer than breast and prostate cancer combined. Up until 2010, however, we didn't have a good way to test for it. Lots of people had chest x-rays, but we knew that having a chest x-ray didn't increase your chance of survival. So So we, even though we knew we had a problem, we didn't have a good answer for it. In 2010, the National Lung Screening Trial actually came out, which was the first trial that showed an improvement in survival with screening. So now we're recommending for patients who meet a very rigorous screening data actually undergo a CAT scan of their chest, because we can find lung cancer early, and when we find lung cancer early, that's its most treatable and ultimately curable stage.
So people should have an annual CAT scan, or what should they
do? Right now the recommendation is if you're at high risk, and people who are at high risk for lung cancer are age greater than 55, a heavy smoking history, and we do smoking history based on something we call pack years. So a pack year is the number of packs of cigarettes per day you smoke times the number of years that you smoked. So if you smoke a pack a day for 30 years, that's a 30-pack year.
Wow.
So patients who have a heavy smoking history, or who even people who have quit smoking, if you had a heavy history while you smoked, we still would recommend that you get screened.
Okay.
Now, as you did mention, 1 in 5 women who never smoked end up with lung cancer.
Wow.
So if you do have a high family history, you know, those patients we are doing on a case-by-case basis to consider screening, but we do know even with the highest-risk patients that there's still unfortunately going to be some patients that we miss.
Well, Dr. Baxter, I have to say is that you called in a little late, so our time is really short today. We're almost done, and what I'd like to do is, this is an important topic. Can we get you back in another time?
Absolutely, and I apologize that we're late. They sent me a wrong number. I was talking to Caldwell Bankers.
Oh, it's my fault. I'm the one who sent them the number, so blame me. Blame me. I really do apologize. But Dr. Tammy Baxter, we need to have you back on because there's a lot of questions that I want to ask, specifically how much more lung cancer there's going to be in Colorado and Washington State now that they've legalized something that I think most people don't think causes lung cancer.
That's true. We're not sure what the effect is going to be, but there will be a lot of studies in the years to come, I'm sure.
Oh, well, keep that smile in your voice, Dr. Baxter. Make sure you bring it back when we have you on again next time. I'm making
happy
sure
to
our
speak
booking
at any
people.
Point.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you for understanding. We'll be right back after this short break with Ron Book. We're going to talk about the election's impact on the state of Florida back after this.
Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000 paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
Be there live to watch Reggie Bush, Ryan Tannehill, and the exciting Dolphins offense as we cheer on the Dolphins' suffocating defense. Be part of creating a home field advantage. Get your tickets by visiting dolphins.com or 1-888 or dial 1-888-FINSTIX. Be there at Sun Life Stadium this November 11th to celebrate Veterans Day and to see our Dolphins take on the Titans and be part of the home field advantage. Remember, visit dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINSTIX. Fins ticks.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Freed on Business. We're here with our last segment. We're going to have an overview of what happened on Election Day and what it means to Florida. And we're going to have my favorite commentator on politics, a man who makes the system work, Ron Book. Ron, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much. Glad to be back on the show with you. And I don't know how much light I'm going to shed on it because Tuesday was a debacle in Miami-Dade. The fact of the matter is it was an interesting election cycle, but a lot of interesting things occurred all over South Florida, all over Florida, and all over the country.
Well, Ron, help me. Tell me some of the interesting stuff, because I was an absentee voter. I was, you know, wrapped up in my job the whole day. I got home, flipped on the TV, saw the trends and said, oh, the president's winning, and went to sleep at 10 o'clock.
Well, first of all, when you went home and put your head on the pillow, there were, as we now know, there was voting going on in Miami-Dade County for at least another 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's one thing we know for sure. In fact, so much so that the president made a direct comment about what went on here locally in his victory speech Tuesday night. So that's first of all. I think one of the things that's very interesting is that there is a dramatic change between the parties as it relates to what's known as the ground game, and part of the ground game is also not just Election Day, but the ground game is also about absentee ballots. And the fact of the matter is that up until this election year, for the last two decades, the Republicans have largely controlled what happens with absentee ballots. Nothing improper, it's just they were better, more proficient, more focused. They had a better plan election cycle after election cycle for reaching voters and getting voters to request absentee ballots, doing what we call chasing absentee ballots, and making certain that absentee ballots got in a timely fashion. And I'll give you an example. I'll be off a few votes, but I won't be off by much. Mitt Romney had approximately, in Miami-Dade County, 96,000 absentee ballots cast for him. Barack Obama had just over 95,000. A traditional election cycle would have had the Republicans with thousands more absentees, which would have stretched out the Romney margin in Miami-Dade, similar in Broward, similar in Palm Beach County. The Democrats, because of the amount of resources that the Obama campaign put into the Tri-County area, their ground game was very much competitive with the Republican ground game, not only in absentees, but in early voting and Election Day voting as well. Now, that does not explain the long lines. That doesn't explain, you know, some of the other things that happened without having enough staff people, without having enough machines, without having enough ballot stock. Doesn't fully explain some of those things. Those are administrative things. And I will tell you that in Miami-Dade, I believe the mayor is deeply concerned about what happened on Election Day. I believe he's deeply concerned about what happened in early voting. And I believe that he will hold those people and the county elections department very much accountable for what happened. And I doubt that we will have a shortness of financial resources to make sure, A, there are enough machines, B, enough staff, C, enough ballot stock to meet the public's need so that people aren't standing in line for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Well, I think that also, Ron, we need a shorter ballot.
Well, look, you can't. The one thing you can't do, Jim, is you can't change the number of races that are contested. And number two, in this particular election cycle, you had 10 constitutional amendments on the ballot. That ate up a bundle of time. It's incumbent upon the public to get themselves educated on those issues. In addition to that, you had a number of local charter amendments. You had the school bond issue. You had local campaigns on the ballot. And the truth is, you can break these elections up. You can change local elections and make them held on another date other than the four-year election cycle date or two-year election cycle date. But that just costs the taxpayers significantly more money to run an election. An election countywide in Miami-Dade is a $2.5 to $3.5 million proposition. So, you know, you got to weigh things out. The truth is, Jim, we needed more machines and more people in the polls. We gotta not be penny wise and pound foolish when it comes to elections. We need to pay what it takes to run an election smoothly.
Ron, we've only got about a minute left. I think that we found out what is obvious. We were discussing what is the most important thing that we learned through the election. What was the most important result in all the different elections that impact the Floridians, other than the presidential election? Sorry, I gave you a big one there.
Well, if you're a Miami-Dade countyan, I think the most impactful thing that probably came out of it was the $1.2 billion school bond referendum.
That
at the end of the day is going to make a difference on how we educate our children. Whether you're talking about the digital divide stuff that Alberto Carvalho and the school board are going to implement, or you're simply talking about the maintenance renovation of existing schools to make the environment for teaching more conducive to what our children need, that may be the most significant thing that really we saw get approved or disapproved in this year's cycle.
I have to agree with you. I remember when I was collecting coupons to put in air conditioning units in my school when I lived here, when I was growing up.
Well, neither you nor I are supposed to admit to which schools we went to in the public school system in Miami-Dade and which part of Miami-Dade. But we both believe that the schools in Northeast Dade are great schools then, and they are now.
There you go. Go Chargers.
Now let's go Pioneers.
Okay, Ron. Well, listen, high five. We've got to run, but I hope you'll come back, and we can talk a little bit more right before the session starts, before you leave for Tallahassee. Ron Book, always there to give us insights onto what's going on in politics and governmental affairs here in South Florida. Ron Book, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim, very much. My best to you, your family, and the entire station staff.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all the work you and Lauren do to keep our children safe.
Thank you so much.
All right. I want to thank everybody on today's show. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the Miami Dolphins, Best Roofing, Watch You Want, Social Media 305 giving me the high five. Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Boy, I'm running out of gas here. The University of Miami Health Center, we call them U Health. And of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. I want to remind you to please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. I want to remind you that the contest to go to the Miami Dolphins game with us this week was won by the people at the Coconut Grove branch of Wells Fargo. So the people at the Wells Fargo branch in Coconut Grove will be joining me here at the Dolphin game as we create the home field advantage and cheer on your Miami Dolphins, our Miami Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins, as we take them all the way to the playoffs. That's right. And don't forget to see me on Monday at hashtag GoFinsChat. We're going to have an excellent chat. Wayne will be there. Johnny will be there. I'll be there. Our cast of all the people that will join us in there. We'll hopefully have the guys from the foundation on and all kinds of neat Dolphins stuff on the Dolphins chat, talking to the Dolphins about how they interact with our community. And why don't you join our community? Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can reach me direct on Twitter at Jim Freed. You can tweet Johnny at Freed on Business. You can join us on our Facebook page, LinkedIn, YouTube. We'll have Larry up as soon as Johnny teaches me how to edit that because I made a little blunder there. Our website, we get thousands of hits each week. In fact, We had our new webmaster, Mike, come in today, and he's telling me that without any real SEO at all, I'm getting over 10,000 hits 10,000 hits a month. And you can always talk to Mike. He's at Alcantara Media. Mike is going to be starting to do our show, and you're going to want to make sure that you check out what's going on our website, because Mike is going to make it state-of-the-art. And don't forget, you can join our email list by hitting it on the website. The website will get you onto our email list. Johnny's giving me all these tips because he knows them and I don't. All I do is talk for a living, as if you couldn't tell. Juan, how much time do I have to prattle on? I have more, or do I have to wrap it up? Well, I'm wrapping it up. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage as soon as Juan gets it to me.
Always
to cut.
Wrap it up, Jim.
Huh?
Always wrap it up.
Thank you so much, Juan. This is... Juan, we got to get you on someday. All right, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. High five, Juan. You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off a lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama, come a country boy. Instead of looking